This is a podcast from Rover.
It's the George FM Drive podcast with Sin and Brooke.
POV, me.
That is your funeral song. Bloody hell, how good.
All right, it's George Drive, Sin and Brooke. Time for this.
Get that fire extinguisher ready. It's George Drive's Hot Take Hot Seat.
Righto, Sin, time to get opinionated. What's your hot take on people in your neighbourhood or your community that feed other people's pets if they come a-wandering round?
Firstly, I can understand that some people would see that as a kind gesture. Oh, cute little kitten, cute little cat, I'm going to feed it. I don't know if
comes
it's had
from
food
a
today.
Face of love.
Love. But also, it could be kind of dangerous. Like, if you're feeding that pet, let's say it's a cat, maybe grey, and long, and it's, you know, fish. Imagine if you're feeding the cat fish. That is like dangerous territory. You don't know if the cat's
little
allergic
bones
to fish. And yes, and bones could get stuck in their little gills, their little their throats.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think there is a real issue here. Maybe what they should do first is contact what would be the phone number on the kitten's tag.
Yeah.
That says
says my kitty.
Says, this is my cat and this is my number. Give them a call and go, hey, your cat comes and visits me sometimes. Is it right if I give it some fish every now and then? And then the owner could possibly say, hey, yes or no, that works with me.
Yeah, it's very true, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to go out every day. Like, you wouldn't want to, you know, it's probably a cost thing as well. Imagine if someone's going out every day and buying a whole fish to feed someone else's cat.
Yeah.
Unreal.
So there you go. That's my hot take on that. A little PSA, if you will.
Want more? 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays on George FM.